Bunta Vista. This is a bonus episode. I'm Ben, and hello and welcome to Bunta Vista, The Corrections, the companion podcast to Bunta Vista, where we go through the corrections we've been sent over the years. Let's begin. Uzbekistan is not in the European Union. Plungers do not suck things out of toilets, but rather apply pressure to clogs, forcing them to pass further along the drain. Mm-hmm. Bustopher Jones is the name of one of the cats from Cats.
Yes, that's true.
It's M-Dot, not M-Dot. The suit is from Project Grizzly, not Grizzly Man. Mm-hmm. X-ray machines aren't radioactive until you turn them on.
It's a bit pedantic, but okay.
Whittaker's chocolate is good, actually.
Mm. Oh, okay, fair enough.
Meatballs are good, actually.
Mm. No one said meatballs were bad. We're just talking about the delivery system.
Jesus Someone Christ. Said that they did like a really little like, oh, okay, I guess I'll never get a member of Bunta Vista to cook me meatballs then in the comments on the Patreon post. I'm like, that wasn't on the cards. This is sort of like, it's like a medium where we deliver you audio. And also, I'd probably just do like a mince sauce, like a mince ragu or something. I'm not doing fucking meatballs. Oh, no, I think we genuinely made Theo sad.
I think made Theo feel sad.
Oh, God. Okay. Trunk or treating is good, actually. So,
agree to disagree.
Are we counting good, actually, as a correction? That just seems like your opinion, man.
Very subjective.
I've chosen it based on phrasing. There are ones where people say, oh, you know, I kind of like it. And then there are others where people just said, you're wrong.
You're wrong. Mm. It's good.
Yeah. We've never pronounced a Welsh place name correctly ever. This is
I wouldn't expect that we were.
We got a bunch of them really, really.
That's not on us.
Cardiff. I think we got that one.
Yep. Okay.
And we're going to correct those right now by having Ben read out the correct pronunciations, I believe.
No, I am not. That's all the ones I've got so far. Lucy, would you like to apologize for any of these?
Oh, no. I feel good. Like I never said any of the things
that
were wrong.
I don't think any of these are you.
Maybe the thing about the plunger, because I remember reading that fade back and saying, no, that's actually, that isn't true. Plungers suck the turds out of the toilet. Like,
yes. They create a vacuum. When you suck upwards, the turds
It's a vacuum.
Come
just
out.
Sucking them out of the toilet.
Andrew, would you like to apologize for any of these?
No, because if the plunger's not sucking the turds out, what am I doing when I pick each turd up with my bare hand and put it in a bucket to take outside? Huh?
Demonstrably false.
How's that work?
And like, no one's writing in for all. Think of how many hours of audio we've recorded over 7 or 8 years or something.
Yeah.
No one's writing in about how often the things we say are correct.
Sometimes people do. But they mean it in a way where, like, they're surprised that we got it correct because we're so stupid about everything else.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a bit like, oh, you nailed that one. That's weird.
Yeah. It's like how you can call a place or send them an email to, like, give them feedback. But in reality, it's mostly people who are having, like, an out-of-the-ordinary experience who contact you, you know? Like, who are having a negative experience who contact you. Which really means that if the people contacting us are the ones who are having a bad time because of something that we've said, it really means the overwhelming majority of people are experiencing the podcast. Number one, correctly.
Silently.
Yep. Correctly, silently, nodding without saying anything and agreeing with us and our opinions.
Yeah.
You know, if something that you heard on the podcast upset you because it didn't jibe with your own version of reality, that is actually a you problem.
Yes.
Yeah.
You've engaged with this material that's been put out into the world in what I think we can all agree is an air of complete honesty and love.
Mm-hmm.
And you've chosen to pick a fight with that?
You've chosen
they don't
negativity.
Know where Uzbekistan is. Do you?
Yeah.
Do you
Although
really?
It turns out, and I really want to hammer this home because we've got so many corrections about the Uzbekistan stuff. That wasn't our issue. The issue was that the lady he was with was from Uzbekistan, but he was in Eastern Europe. Those were two separate things. You got a lot of corrections about Uzbekistan. It was making me fucking crazy, but you know, it's lovely to hear from people. It's really, really nice. It's great.
It is. It's always so nice to hear feedback.
Yeah. You know, they're engaged with the show.
Yes.
You
know? Yes. That's how we know they're actually listening, instead of the many people that tell us they don't hear any of the words or remember any of it because they're not paying attention, because they're doing something else.
Which is another. They're going to bed or something. Yeah.
They get like the first 7 minutes and then they're conked out. And then they get woken up by the outro song and then they get mad at me. I don't know what to do about that. Hey, if you got a problem with us, maybe that's something that we could sort out with a frank interpersonal dialogue. The sort of thing that we do on Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just to pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
This comes to us from r/Christian Swingers.
Yes. Yes.
Completely open church service / gathering?
Come on, bro.
I'm really Christian Swingers. I'm going to like need swingers. A minute to digest that one.
I think to me, when I saw that combination of words, I was hooting and hollering. And then I thought about it a little bit more. And I was like, that's maybe the most like quintessentially American, like middle American concept I can think of.
Christian swingers.
Like that is, I reckon every couple in the Midwest is a Christian swinger. 75% maybe. Of them, they're Christian swingers.
It's just got that beautiful aspect of like, all the stuff in the Bible is true except the stuff that I don't like.
Yes.
Well, these people are having some theological arguments in the subreddit about whether or not this is really like a problem, like whether the Bible, because it's not cheating on your partner.
Right. So it's whether the Bible. But aren't you not supposed to have, I guess not all Christians don't believe in sex outside of marriage, so...
Well,
I don't love this stuff. Now, no one point the cancel gun at me, but I don't.
Oh, it's loaded. It's loaded.
Yeah, I personally
under the table, but
personally not a religious dude, but I do see stuff from people in a few different religious communities where they're kind of trying to trick God. I don't know if this falls into the same category, like the Mormon soaking thing.
Like the Mormons jumping on the bed to have sex or whatever.
I don't think that was real. I think that was just like a meme.
I think that's happening.
You reckon they're
jump pumping?
I think people are continuing to talk about soaking.
There's lots of like God loopholes, Bible loopholes that people are doing.
Yeah, you see
axillary
the ones with
intercourse, doing it in the armpit, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have seen any of the videos of like Jewish people in New York talking about how they deal with various rules based stuff, like for I'm trying to remember when it was from, but it's things like, you know, during Passover or whatever occasion it is, you know, you can't use electric lights or you can't like turn this appliance on or...
Yeah, that's like Orthodox Jews on Sabbath. So it's like once a week. Like it's a very frequent thing.
You can find all these posts of people going, so this is what we do in our household. I get a stick and I put a Mickey Mouse hand on the end of the stick and I use the index finger of the Mickey Mouse hand to turn on my coffee machine and then I'm just holding a stick. It's the Mickey Mouse hand that turned on the coffee machine, so yeah, that's okay.
I don't think God's caring about loopholes, right? Like, I think it's more the spirit of the thing.
Yeah, and I feel like if you're putting in a lot of effort to kind of dance around the spirit of the thing, it sort of makes me go, is this a bit of a wanting to have your cake and eat it too situation? I feel like you can be a swinger or you can be a devout Christian.
I don't know about that at all, really.
I'd love to hear the theological arguments here.
You're pro-Christian swingers?
I think for like the exceptions people make for stuff that's explicitly in the Bible, this is like...
One of the low ones.
Yeah, I mean, there's so
much
stuff in there.
Things. It's like, oh, you should not ever be rich and you should give your money to the poor people. And everyone's like, nah, not me.
Oh, I hate that one. Ah, boom.
Nah, throw that one out.
There are major churches built around like prosperity doctrine stuff, which is the exact opposite of that. This is always the one people use as an example, but there's a bunch of stuff in Leviticus that is just people just flat out ignore, like not being able to eat shellfish, not being able to have clothes of more than one cloth,
yeah,
like type of fabric.
Pick and choose what you like, ditch the rest.
I don't think there's a lot in the Bible that explicitly says, hey, you can't have an open sexual relationship. Like if it's you, your partner, and other people, I don't think there's anything in there explicitly saying, hey.
Are you not coveting thy neighbor's wife?
Yeah, but that's only in a way that's like to the detriment of your wife, I guess. What if it's both of you doing it and then you're...
What if the neighbor's inviting you over? You
know? Yeah.
It's, what if... Well, I guess fucking your neighbor's wife isn't coveting her, is it?
No.
You can't you cover covet someone you can't fuck, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I think this is relatively... I don't think this is contrary to what's in the Bible. I think it's contrary to the common understanding and practice of Christianity. But so is having like gay people in the church and stuff. And that is still something that we do.
I'm going to have to hear each of these people's individual marriage vows.
Yes. Here we go. I've read in a few places on the internet that there are some few and small gatherings of Christian swingers that might be at a spicy weekend group meetup with several other couples that take a scheduled time out as a group to have a small, meaningful service. There with the people they've been playing with over that weekend. Now, of course, using play in the swinger sense of the term, by which they mean sucking and fucking. This has stuck with me over the years and sounds like a very open and enjoyable, freeing experience of fellowship with other Christians that you've been able to experience an uncommon closeness with. Anyone here heard of this or experienced anything like it?
So like a special church service of the guy you jacked off last night or whatever?
Yeah. Like okay. He fucked your wife, you fucked his wife, you fucked him, he fucked you, you sucked her, she sucked her as well. Well, everyone's sucking, everyone's fucking, and then you're coming
under
together.
God.
Yeah.
I immediately went to the highest source of authority to get an answer on this.
Mm-hmm.
Quora. Is there such a thing as Christian swingers? And the top answer here from Christine Hajalenko Garant, and you know how people have their like little qualifications underneath?
Yeah.
Hers is, I went to Hedonism 2 in Negril, Jamaica 9 times in 3 years.
Hell yeah.
I remember Hedonism.
Hedonism we got like a whole episode Hedonism about Hedonism 2.
Christine says, yes, there are. Matter of fact, every career genre, every age group, every religion you can possibly think of, every country you can possibly think of, every type of person you can possibly think of. Yes, there are swingers in everything that you see and know. But for obvious reasons, certain people tend to keep that side hidden depending on their family, job, orientation, religious orientation, etc. You get the picture, letter U. Me, Jesus. Myself, personally, I blaze it with the upside down pineapple. LOL.
Polish farrier. There are Polish farrier swingers.
There's Polish farrier swingers.
Swedish tennis instructors.
Oh, Muslim definitely. Dentist.
Mm-hmm. Muslim dentist swingers. Seems.
I feel like you've really exaggerated there. I'm not sure if there's that many swingers around us. And if there is, that's scary to me. It could be anyone.
Every community of every type everywhere in the world. I think that's a strong statement.
I think that there are a silent majority of swingers. That's my suspicion. I think that the American nuclear family, predominantly hot wifers, swingers, cucks, they reach a certain age and they're all doing it.
I think there's heaps that we don't know about. I think we just only hear from the most vocal, who are the most annoying ones.
Yeah.
Like, I think the attractive swingers out there are keeping it to themselves.
That they're keeping that shit locked up. Like the hot ones that are doing
the
it sexy
ones.
Style.
It's dignified. It's sexy style.
Yeah,
they're
fuck
it. Saying play, there's no pineapples.
Well, they're not posting on Reddit because exactly. That's embarrassing to post
they're
on Reddit.
Sex with like other attractive couples.
Oh man,
this is like when we talked about the person who was like, too many of my swingers parties just have a few people having sex in one of the bedrooms, and everybody else is just acting like it's a regular party.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, because you can't come out like Rodney Dangerfield and be like, hey, everybody, let's swing. And then everybody starts fucking. Like, it's just, yeah, making a big deal out of it. Not sexy. Asking, yes. When's the sex going to start?
Yeah.
No one likes that. Tapping your watch.
Please?
Tapping your watch and looking around at everyone.
Can I fuck your wife now?
please.
Oh, doing the like half joking voice. Ooh, when do I get to fuck your wife?
I just really wish I was fucking your wife right now.
Oh, I'm just so impatient to fuck your wife.
Just hovering next to someone's conversation. I wonder if there's anyone at this party who wants their wife fucked.
I guess someone's going to have to be the first person to fuck someone's wife to get this going.
Whose wife do I got to fuck to fuck someone's wife around here?
Oh. Be cool. Be cool and put your keys in the bowl, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Be discreet about it. I think on every suburban American street, every Friday night, there's two sex parties happening, and like one of them is the Redditors. And like the other ones, the ones that found each other by like coy, sexy talk over the fence.
Yeah.
Where they just sort of intimated that they'd be up for something. And instead of having a fucking Canva flyer for your sex party, they were just like, maybe I'll drop by tomorrow night. Maybe you should. And they rock up, black satin dress, big slit down the side,
expensive
bottle of wine.
Red wine.
Yes.
Yes.
Nebbiolo.
Tempranillo. Nebbiolo. Sangiovese.
Fermentino. And then, bam, the magic happens. It's not forced. It's not like there's no fucking admin. What about an admin-free sex party?
Yeah. Spreadsheet-free.
And I mean admin in the sense of like a Reddit admin.
System admin, any of that.
No admins at all.
I wonder as well if you are like a really sexy swinger, I wonder if it is a lot easier to just have spontaneous sexual encounters, you know? If you're really sexy and you're out with your really sexy wife and you both like fucking other people, you could probably just be out and say to somebody that you're having a conversation with, how'd you like to come back to a hotel and fuck the two of us?
Well, that's the like the meme conversation of like, we saw you from across the bar.
Yeah.
That probably works.
Well, I'm saying if you're both super hot, then your chances of striking out are probably significantly lowered, meaning that like maybe you do have the luxury of spontaneity. Because if you're a real uggo, if you're a regular golem, you know, if you're a bunyip coming out of the trees.
If you and your trollish husband.
Yep. Wandering around the fruit and vegetable section of Woolworths asking, does your wife need any sex? I'll show myself out.
The hot people probably have that confidence as well that allows them to like do it in a matter-of-fact way where they're like, hey, we saw you. We both think you're really hot. Would you like to come have a couple of drinks and maybe fool around? And they say it in a way where it gives you the space to say no because they're saying it so confidently that they could like, oh, you know.
Yeah, they're interested. They won't be offended, yeah.
Yeah, whereas you know that the admin types are going, oh, geez, I'm sorry if this is inappropriate and you probably don't want to anyway. Oh, you'd definitely say no, but do you want to fuck me and my wife? She's going to fuck you as well. Only if you want. Oh, no. Forget about it.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. You've already turned away.
And the sexy swingers are so cool and confident about it that you just sort of think, well, I wouldn't want to miss out. You know? Yes.
There's a limited opportunity.
I need to say yes more in my life.
How many times has this happened? Yeah.
The power of saying yes to couples that approach you at a bar.
I've had this on my vision board for months, and here it is right in front of me. I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
And a lot of cutout photos of happy couples from magazines on a vision board, but it's not because you want a relationship. It's because you want to fuck someone and his wife.
This is another post from r/Christian Swingers titled Next Steps. So if a couple is ready to try some non-monogamy play, where would they start? Using wisdom. We're in a small city and small moderate church. We have a few single, divorced and married folk who may be open if approached. Good idea? 3 question marks.
So what's the question?
Should you, in your small town, small church, start...
ask someone if they want to swing? Probably not.
I don't think that's going to go down well. I don't know your congregation. Maybe it's very progressive. I have like a small feeling that when the entire church realizes that you have approached every member of the congregation that's over 18, they're probably going to start talking about you behind your back.
They're going to be talking about you all the time.
A hush will fall over the church when you walk in. They're not even going to give you the collection plate. They're going to skip over you. Because they don't want your money.
Don't want that money. Yeah. Don't know where it's been. Even worse, yeah. We do know where it's been.
Yes. You're going to want to look outside your small church. I'm not saying that you can't find other Christian swingers. Just don't start in your own backyard.
Probably go find, two I'm towns sure there's over. A website, right? That's probably a Christian swingers dating site.
Absolutely. Got to be.
You put the CH in there and you get like swingers, you know? Maybe that works.
Like Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Hey, if a really beautiful couple approached you at a bar proposing that they might want to have sex with you, that would make for a fantastic story, maybe. We talk about some fantastic stories in Tabloid Phenomenon.
Fist-headed man destroys church.
This comes to us from Plymouth Live. I know it's one gigantic stable of websites, but I love that it's like Cardiff Live, somewhere live. There's so much happening in Plymouth.
Yeah.
We got that live.
To be live news. Yeah.
Live news pumping in around the clock.
Child arrested at Dedeford Hospital for, quote, impersonating a doctor.
Cool. Okay.
How old? Oh, we're gonna find out, but
oh, you will find out.
Yeah, you can picture this as a toddler in adult sized scrubs if you like, if that's funnier to you.
Two kids stacked on shoulders.
Yep. Oh, that's a good one.
They're only arresting the top one because the bottom one didn't make any claims.
A child was arrested by police at Dereford Hospital after they received reports of a person impersonating a doctor. Witnesses said the youngster attended the hospital on the morning of Sunday, January 19th, wearing scrubs and bearing a fake ID. Although it was not confirmed which part of the estate he was on, nor whether he had access to patients or medical records. This is not what you're making a fake ID for, bro.
He was just dressed as a doctor?
Yeah. With, like, the fake ID really kind of escalates this
little. Yeah,
fake
doctor ID?
Because that's not just like, oh, I got a white coat at a costume shop, but I'm going to walk around the hospital. This is like, I can fucking do it, dude. They're going to think I'm a fucking doctor for real. Yeah, you've got cancer.
You've got cancer. Yeah.
Double cancer.
Hey,
triple cancer.
You don't have cancer anymore. Oh, this kid saw Catch Me If You Can and said, it's been long enough. It's been long enough. They're ready for a new one.
Police have now confirmed officers attended the hospital and a child was initially arrested but later dealt with by means of, quote, words of advice.
You should have fucking locked him up. Lock him up.
Throw him in the slammer.
Smash him with a phone book.
A spokesperson for Devon and Cornwall Police said, police were called at around 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, 19th of January, by Dereford Hospital security following reports from staff of a male impersonating a doctor at the hospital. Officers attended and arrested a 13-year-old boy.
Who was he fooling? Who was fooled?
Who was he fooling? Did you have to call the cops? You couldn't just be like, hey, Mick, can you get out of here?
Boy, piss off.
Go piss on, off, get. Lad.
Scat. Oh, you cheeky bugger. Go on. Get out of here.
Go on, then.
That was a right laugh, but piss off, all right?
Quote, the boy was de-arrested.
Can you be de-arrested?
I have heard de-arrested only used in the sense of it. You know, like in protests where they try to arrest someone and then like...
We actually weren't allowed to do that.
Well, like the protesters get in and like intervene to get them away from the cops. I've seen it used in that sense, as in...
The protesters pulled a reverse arrest.
Yeah, but the idea of just taking the handcuffs off and ceremonially going, I de-arrest you. You are de-arrested.
You have been de-arrested.
I deem you de-arrested.
The boy was de-arrested and the matter has since been dealt with by way of words of advice and intervention / education work from the child-centered policing team. No further police action will follow regarding this incident.
Why did he do that?
Why? How come he did that for?
I would need more information. Why did he get a fake ID to pretend to be a doctor at the hospital? You're too small, first of all.
Yes.
You should have stacked yourself on another kid.
You're never not going to recognize a 13-year-old boy for a 13-year-old boy. Like, he's either tiny or he's gangly as fuck.
He could be like the good doctor. He's good doctoring it.
Maybe he was taking like special brain pills or something and they made him like hyper smart. Maybe he was saving lives.
He was saving lives like the good doctor.
Maybe he was good doctoring all those people. He was just walking in and being like, oh my God, they fucked up your diagnosis. It's
autistically being like, you have cancer. You have cancer. I don't care about it. You seen clips of that show? It's fucking crazy.
Yep. I've only seen the one where he smokes weed and becomes not autistic.
Oh, like Urkel. Like, you know, Urkel did his science experiments on himself and then, like, made himself cool.
Oh, no, I didn't see those.
No,
ones.
I haven't seen a lot of Urkel.
Never seen a lot of Family Matters?
It's possibly
just, like, maybe a generational gap between Lucy and I. Maybe we might have just missed out on that stuff.
Just missed out on Family Matters.
Point is, he used scientific experimentation to turn himself into a not autistic guy.
I think weed would make me more autistic.
I mean, we know what it does to you. Or at least the quantities that Andrew gives people.
Ah, that's right. He would turn from Steve Urkel into Stefan Urkel.
That's a cool guy.
Now that's
a wonderful
gear.
Show.
Hey, that story had a headline. Let's read some other headlines in headline news.
Seamless.
Thank you.
Once.
Man discovers own grave after identity theft.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
That's gonna like part of you, you know, your rational brain would kick in eventually, but like part of you would probably have a little moment of like
Am I a ghost?
Have I been you going back through like all the conversations you've had lately?
Yep.
You're out at dinner with your wife. It seems like she wasn't really responding to me when I was talking.
I asked both my kids to pick up their stuff and no one looked away from the TV.
There's stuff still on the floor? Am I dead?
Am I dead?
I'm fucking dead.
Did I die?
I went into Subway and the guy didn't look up at me at all when I walked through the door.
You give me the sandwich I was asking for?
When I was sitting in the corner watching that other Christian guy fuck my wife, I said that he should pull her hair and he didn't.
Mm. Huh. Driver tells police he fell asleep in car, woke up inside Waffle House.
Like still in the car, maybe.
Yeah, I think.
Maybe someone carried him inside.
Let's get this guy. Let's prank him really hard.
Let's get some waffles into you.
End up inside Waffle House. And one more. Quote, I had 11 perfect years with my pet dog, then he ripped my nose off.
I actually saw that today. I saw that headline. You know,
what?
I didn't
Did
read the
actually?
Story. Yeah, just came across it today and I was like, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a headline news story than it is like a... The body of the text is exactly what it sounds like and it's quite bad.
It's just what you think. Yeah. Your dog ripped their nose off. Yeah.
My dog would never do that. It's so crazy that other people's dogs do that. It's nuts.
Winston would kill me if he had the chance.
Yeah, he doesn't have the means.
He doesn't have the means. He doesn't have anything. Doesn't have the energy.
No, he doesn't. Like have the ability to hold a persistent thought for long enough to pull it off.
Can't see me or hear me. So.
He is kind of a ghost, really. Yeah,
he is dead.
Yeah. He was born dead.
He was born dead.
Currently haunting you. Hey.
Hey, always a good start. I think hey is a solid way to start a segue.
I hate it when I've been lovingly kissing my dog for 8 years in a row, only to suddenly be shocked by explosive violence. There's another kind of explosive violence that we love to check in the Netherlands. In Dutch Watch. It's time for Dutch Watch.
Everybody, I'm from Holland. Isn't that beer?
This comes to us from the NL Times. Nearly 100 explosive attacks in January, most in Rotterdam.
We've covered this a little bit, but they don't just do explosions at New Year's. They are just exploding all the fucking time now, apparently.
Yeah, so New Year's isn't even like the purge for them anymore.
No.
Where they let loose. It's just all the time.
See, this is my thing about those, you know, those like rage cage places where people go to like cathartically get their anger out by beating up like a printer or whatever.
Yeah.
I think you get a taste for it. I think
I don't think it releases like the feeling that you have. You think, oh, this feels great. I'd like to do it all the time.
It makes a positive reinforcement, right? So you give the Dutch a purge and they go, I had such a good time at New Year's. I just want to do this all the time.
I just want to blow up my fingers all year round.
I would like to blind a 9-year-old basically any month of the year.
Yeah. They're getting a taste for it.
They're all like Edward Norton in Fight Club, you know, just sitting in the office and he can barely hear anything anyone's saying to him because all of his senses have been dialed up to 11.
Yeah.
When he's out there amongst it, you know?
Yeah.
Be like, imagine being asked to just go back to calmly eating your poffities. You know?
Watching a slideshow at work, you know, about some dumb computer
Were
bullshit.
You work in an abstract form of accounting, eating your poffities.
Whole time you're just thinking, what if I put a really big explosive in that waste paper basket, turn it upside down, put it on the desk here?
What if I lit burn it down? Car on fire? We had a Dutch Andrew. Are you trimming your fucking toenails?
Is that
no?
It looks like you are. It sounds
like you are. It looks like I am.
It sounds like you are.
Look.
Sunday got a lot of tasks to complete.
It's Sunday. I got a lot of tasks, and also I just walked into something before and cracked one. It was precarious and really bothering me.
I apologize
to all of our listeners.
You walked over to the other side of your office because he's got a long headphone cable and you got the nail clippers, which were already sitting on your desk in your office.
Yep. So I usually use them for my fingernails.
While you're working?
Yeah, sometimes. If you're sitting there in a meeting on mute with your camera off because there's like 200 other people there.
Man.
I've stopped biting my fingernails. I've got fingernails now.
And yeah, I stopped biting mine, and now I got to clip them. It's crazy.
Yeah, I got to fucking clip them. And you got to do it all the time, apparently, if you're not just constantly gnawing at them like a rat.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
And I'm very bothered by it. Like, as soon as they're, like, a micron too long, I'm very bothered by how aware I am of them.
Mm-hmm.
I may be experiencing the same thing.
I think I'm not, because I am not in the habit of clipping them frequently. And then sometimes I'll just look down and I'll have fucking Lopan's hands because I've let them get so long. That's really weird. I'm trying to get into the habit of doing it more often, but yeah, it's strange. It's a disgusting, filthy habit, and I'm glad I no longer do it anymore. But biting your nails, very convenient.
Pretty efficient. You know?
Men love biting their nails. That's a man's folly.
Tell that to both of my daughters, Lucy.
Ooh.
They both got the gene from me.
We're allowed to have like shitty, ugly nails. No one's going to be like, wow, your nails look gross. And if someone does tell you that as a man, you can be like, yeah, I got a man's hands.
Oh, I legit got very self-conscious about it after like every time I would post a photo online of something that I was holding in my hand. Someone would be like, chew your nails a lot, do you?
Yeah.
I'd be like,
people love saying shit like that on the internet.
Well, they want to pick a detail out from the photo to specifically talk about it. It's always like, yep.
Yeah,
they're trying to tear you down.
Hey, you got a fucked up hand.
Yeah, it makes you go, oh, I got ugly hands. Cool. Thanks.
Thank
you. I do still want to apologize to our listeners, though.
For the clipping? I'm leaving the audio of the clip in there so it doesn't make me sound crazy.
There were almost 100 reported incidents of explosions at a home, business, or car in January. Hey, there's been an explosion at my car.
Home, business, or car is so funny.
Filling in the form online, you got to click one of those radio buttons.
Home, business,
now, was
car,
this,
or
was
other.
This explosion located?
It's like the three places an explosion's going to be, really.
Yep.
Yeah.
There, it really, really reflects, you know, all the sides of the society that you live in. You know, you're either at home, you're either at work, or you're in your car on the way between the two.
You're not going to explode like a place that isn't something.
Yeah.
Does that make
you
sense?
You can't explode a place that isn't something.
You can't explode a place that isn't something.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Great.
Yeah,
I'm glad that's self-explanatory.
No, I got you.
Otherwise, you're just letting one off outside, you know?
That's not exploding something because it's not a place.
There's
nothing
B been exploded if there's not something that's being exploded?
That's right. And the police are just going, well, then I don't know what the report's about.
I don't know what to write down.
What should I write?
What got exploded? Oh, there wasn't a thing that was exploded? Then nothing was.
Yep. If an explosion happens in the woods and nothing gets blown up, yes. Did anything get blown up? No.
No, we just said it's in the question.
The only time this happened more often since ANP started tracking it in 2023 was October of last year. As has so often been the case, most explosions occurred in Rotterdam.
That's Rotterdam. It's always Rotterdam.
Yeah. Huh? Always fucking Rotterdam.
They do things a little differently over there.
If Rotterdam's a rockin', don't come knocking, because it is currently being exploded.
On average, there were 3 explosions a day last month. Huh.
I mean, the numbers check out, but to hear it said that way, that's fucking nuts.
Imagine living like that. That's insane.
If there was one explosion in Brisbane in a year, everyone would be like, did you hear about that fucking explosion?
Yeah.
It's this. They're just, it's par for the course.
You hear about that explosion in 2017, they'd all be saying now.
Yeah, we'd still be talking about it.
Most explosions took place on January the 12th, with 10 in one day, including one by the Red Cross Hospital in Beverwijk. The explosions mostly occurred in big cities like Rotterdam, Amsterdam, and The Hague. A house on the Medornstraat in Rotterdam, which was also targeted several times last year, was hit with an explosive twice this month. Like, learn to light a bag of dog shit on fire or something. Yeah. Is this all you guys know?
Just little pranks? Can we have some little pranks, maybe?
Also, how crazy is it to have your house exploded multiple times? And you're still, the house is still there.
All we know is mayonnaise on French fry and throw good. Explosive.
Bad. Sexy. Vulgar.
A home on the Vrijmark in Almere was hit with an explosive last night. This resulted in damage being done to the front door.
Yep.
The number of incidents with explosions has risen sharply in the last few years. The police estimate that over half of these are not connected to organized crime, but rather are the result of a dispute.
What?
Oh, this is just how you solve, like, neighborhood disputes?
Like, this is a Dutch vendetta? Or you're just like, I'm declaring Dutch vendetta against you. I'm going to explode your front door? You guys need better coping mechanisms, like better... Okay, have you tried talking it out?
Dutch people go to therapy, am I right? Yes.
Get them. No, okay, they do just say vendetta in Dutch. There you go. Oh, no. Bloodrak.
Is that like a blood feud?
Blood revenge.
That's good.
That's okay. Nice.
Now we're fucking talking. I'd watch a movie called Blood Revenge.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Guy lighting a firecracker on the cover.
Yeah. You know? Heavy fireworks.
Police reported that in most cases, heavy professional fireworks are often used with flash powder as a charge. Psycho.
Yeah.
This explosive mixture is found in cobras, among other things. Kind of firework?
It's kind of firework, yeah, but there's no capital letter there, yeah. So it looks like it is just the snake.
Just occurring in nature. Flash powder and heavy fireworks. The Minister of Justice and Security, David Van Wiel, has said that it is, quote, a big problem, which is occurring throughout the country. He also pointed out that this is a trend that is also prevalent in other European countries. Both hands out, palms up.
Yeah.
They're doing it in Germany too. They're in Germany too.
Austria, Germany, all of them. Everyone's exploding stuff. You're hearing it more and more. No.
You guys are acting like we're the only country with fireworks where people let them off, you know? Frankly, think it's unfair. A commission led by Rotterdam Mayor Carola Schouten is investigating the growth in the number of explosions and will develop plans to combat this.
There's always just some higher-ups being like, we've got to stop doing this. Dutch people, we've got to stop doing this. And they're like, no.
Nay. There's no way to prevent this, says only country where this regularly happens.
Yeah.
What are the plans for combating this?
I think the fucking cat's out of the bag. Like, you can't, once this has started, there's no stopping it. You're not going to be able to take it's this away from
deep
people.
In there. It's Benelux psychology. You can't stop these people.
It's also in their fucking DNA now.
And does the combating involve like waiting to hear a loud bang and then saying, let's get over there? Yeah. Monitoring local loud bang Facebook groups.
And then like scolding people when you get there. Hey, don't do that again, please.
Start more Facebook groups around the Netherlands. And then it's like, did you see a strange man outside? Someone should call the police.
Loud bang on Bernhoofstraat? Anyone else hear this? We all did. And it's constant.
Quote, somehow there's a kind of acceptance in it, said Van Wiel. Well, let's hang an explosive on someone's front door. That will scare them. We have to get rid of that. It's just a matter of time before more people die or are injured in these kinds of attacks.
I mean, the logic there is pretty sound. Hanging an explosive on someone's front door will scare them. So, yeah. Like, they're not wrong.
That'd spook me a little bit.
It would totally scare me. I get scared by hearing, like, 3 car doors close outside my house at a time I'm not expecting.
Oh, so, yeah. If I hear a noise outside, I'm at the window. I'm turning the lights off inside so no one can see me outside.
That's good.
Peering through the blinds.
Good OPSEC.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, if you live in a very, very quiet suburban location, like I do, and like I'm assuming Lucy does, given that she lives in Tasmania.
It's all like that.
Not a lot of heavy foot traffic.
I live in the loudest possible place. There are no noises that can scare me now. There's a bunch of like 19-year-old drift rats that like live near where I am, where they're really stupid, like souped up Japanese performance cars that love doing laps very late at night. And I don't even hear it anymore.
When I hear someone making loud noises with their car, oh, it makes me mad. It makes me angry.
Yeah. It's not very like me, and I don't know whether I feel mixed feelings about it, but I called someone a dickhead the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was late at night, and some fucking shitty teen on a shitty one of those rental app scooters was going at like 25 k's an hour along the footpath in a part that was not like particularly well illuminated while I had the dog. And I assumed he would have slowed down when he got close to us, but he didn't. He kept going at full speed. And then he almost took out Louis because I don't think he saw him. So I had to kind of pull him out of the way at the last second. And then the guy kept going and just sort of did sorry, on his way past. And I was like, you dickhead. It felt amazing.
You know what? That's dickhead behavior.
But I didn't approach him with an honest and open heart. I didn't think about it in terms of he was a young guy out on, I guess that would have been a Friday night. You know, probably had a couple of drinks, got on a scooter, was probably feeling the wind in his hair.
He's thinking, I'm the king of the footpath.
I'm the king of the footpath. Maybe that's right. I hope he learns his lesson. But I was also, a little part of me was like, oh no, he's going to come back and bash me now because I called him a dickhead. But my dog will kill him, so we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Would Louis kill someone?
No, I think he would try and lick his face probably even if he was kicking me to death.
ANP's numbers only include incidents in which explosions went off. Considering that these have the biggest impact on the surrounding area. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not tracking the lack of explosions?
The ones that hypothetical didn't explode. Explosions?
Absence of explosion count would probably not be as impactful.
The ANP has also noted the street, place, date, and type of location that the explosions went off in. Car, business, home.
Yes.
The 3 kinds it can be. These are only the explosions reported by the media or police. The actual number could be even higher. You're not checking the Facebook groups.
Check the Facebook groups. Also, now that they're happening all the time, people probably just don't even bother reporting them anymore.
Well, you wouldn't. Like, what's that bang? Probably someone's door getting exploded. I don't have any beef with anyone, so it's not mine.
Just accepted it as the fabric of their society.
Well, no beef with anyone that you know. Sometimes you only find out once your door has exploded.
It's true. Someone's getting blood revenge on me.
The guy on the scooter found out where I lived. Hey, if your door exploded and you had no idea why, that would probably be a bad sign. We cover bad signs in Omens and Portents.
You shall see hail fall from a clear sky and burn as fire upon the ground. You shall see darkness cover Egypt when the sun climbs high to noon. And you shall know that God is God.
bow down to his will.
This was sent into us on Twitter by the Twitter user Give Palestine a Nuke. Mm-hmm. This is from KOAA in Colorado.
Oh, like give the nuke to Palestine.
Yeah, not as in like use it on Palestine, I think.
Gotcha. But,
yeah, I'm assuming. Costilla County Sheriff warns residents to be aware of surroundings following possible animal attack.
Okay.
So far, so good. Mm-hmm. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation, CBI, in collaboration with the Costilla County Sheriff's Office, is investigating a possible animal attack in the Sangre de Cristo Ranches. The Blood of Christ Ranches.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
The Sheriff's Office says that the alleged attack could be responsible for the death of one person, but they are waiting for results from the El Paso County Coroner's Office for the official cause of death. As of now, they are unaware what type of animal could be responsible for the attack.
Chupacabra.
Oh, it's a, yeah. You got a Bigfoot chupacabra?
I was leaning towards chupacabra.
Something.
But, yeah, I don't know if you get chupacabras in Colorado. I don't know about the territory of the chupacabra.
You don't think they can migrate?
Oh, they probably do, right? Probably climate change is probably moving the chupacabra.
Well, either that or Mexican Bigfoot.
Again, Colorado.
What would he sound like?
Number one, sombrero, but he's fashioned it himself out of reeds and such. You know, it's charming, frankly.
Yes.
You look at it and you think, it's not quite right, but a lot of love went into that. You know, some wildflowers braided through it. It's kind of beautiful.
Sometimes it's the imperfections that makes things beautiful. That's how you know it was made.
So true.
By Mexican Bigfoot's own hands.
Long moustache, longer than normal Bigfoot's moustache.
Yes.
You know, obviously he is entirely covered in hair, but just the moustache parts are much longer themselves.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And hair across his chest, like matted diagonally
in bandoliers
in a bandolier resembling kind of form, and to be honest, that part's just a coincidence.
Do you think there might be a sort of like a specific type of person from which you draw the imagery of the Mexican?
Why?
No reason. As of now, I already said that. So they don't know what type of animal could be responsible for it. The Costilla County deputies and CBI officials, quote, hiked the immediate area, but were able to find any animal identification. The sheriff's office warns residents in the area to remain aware of their surroundings. For what?
I don't like how vague this is. Like, what happened to the person?
What the fuck happened that made you go, definitely an animal attack? No fucking idea what sort of animal it could be. There was
somebody's
no sign
dead, though,
of an animal.
No one likes to get the official warning from the police to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, for something, but who knows what. You know what I'm thinking? Vampiros. It's vampires.
You thinking vampiros?
Mexican vampires.
Mexican vampire.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay. all of the sexiness of the vampire with a little Mexican flair. Now we're talking.
Andy's a hot-blooded Latino.
Man. this animal is out there somewhere, maybe, if it is an animal, whatever it is out there somewhere in nature. We talk about nature in Nature Corner.
Country roads take me home to the place.
This is a press release from Johns Hopkins University. Don't know something? Apes can tell.
Fuck.
What?
Yeah, fuck. This shattered my confidence around apes.
No,
these
kids,
guys
we're skipping
don't know
that
how to
enclosure. Skipping that enclosure, kids. Just keep on walking.
This guy doesn't know where Uzbekistan is.
Oh my God, we're walking up and all the apes are just like tapping each other on the shoulder and whispering at each other.
Nodding towards us.
They don't know. To get treats, apes eagerly pointed them out to humans who didn't know where they were, a seemingly simple experiment that demonstrated for the first time that apes will communicate unknown information in the name of teamwork.
Is that teamwork or is that wanting a treat?
The study also provides the clearest evidence to date that apes can intuit another's ignorance, an ability thought to be uniquely human.
Okay.
That's kind of... Apes have theory of mind.
I feel like there's a lot of conflicting evidence on apes having theory of mind. Like, I've read about a lot of stuff
that
kind
literature?
Of... Yeah, I am familiar with the literature. It sort of goes against this idea that, like, in this case, maybe they don't have theory of mind. Maybe they just... They want to the treat, and they want you to get them the treat, and there's no...
The treat's like, over there, by the way.
Thought.
Oh, you think maybe they're blindsiding it? That they don't actually understand it, but they are able to replicate the steps as if they did?
Yeah.
I think the humans are kind of drawing... Sense. The humans are drawing a line here between the chimps going, I want the treat, and I'm just pointing at the treats.
Well,
we're projecting
treats,
kind of a human
for me.
Cause and effect chain on them that maybe they don't have.
This is a pretty well-designed experiment, though. I'll let you guys be the judge. But, okay. Lucy, why are you familiar with the literature on this? What do you mean you've been reading studies about this?
I've just been reading about ape studies.
What are you talking about?
Is that a crime? You never just read about ape studies?
In what context? Is this
you
a like...
You want to know more about the inner workings of the noble ape?
You're scrolling your phone at 2 a.m. because you're not sleeping?
Ah,
you're scrolling your ape studies?
I just came across some article about how a lot of like ape studies are flawed and... We think that apes are smarter than they are. I don't know. Look,
no, I'm
everyone's
not being
got
accusatory. I'm delighted. This is amazing. We're more of a sort of a diarrhea podcast than we are like a science podcast, you know?
Well, always time to switch it up late in the game.
That's true.
We're I'm going to look up science in the dictionary.
The work by researchers with Johns Hopkins University's... See, that's annoying. You got three S's. On the ends there, Johns Hopkins Universities, but not,
it doesn't roll out off the tongue nicely.
No, it's cacophonous. Johns Hopkins University's Social and Cognitive Orange Group published today in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, PNAS. Johns Hopkins Assistant Professor of Psychological and Brain Sciences, Chris Crepenier, and co-author Luke Townrow, a Johns Hopkins PhD student, worked with three male bonobos, Neota, 25, Kanzi, 43, and Tico, 13, all living at Ape Initiative. I think it's like a TikTok house for apes. a research and education nonprofit.
This is, I'm more interested to watch a sitcom with the three of these.
Neota, Kanzi,
bonobos.
And Tico?
Yeah.
13-year-old, 25-year-old, 43-year-old.
Oh, I bet the dynamic in there is crazy because, you know, Tico, he's young, he's crazy. Kanzi,
yeah, Tico's crazy.
Old Kanzi's seen it all.
And Neota is sort of like the audience insert, like he's the relatable one.
Yeah.
He's kind of like the Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, Neota's kind of like the Jerry Seinfeld of Ape Initiative, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm picturing this as like maybe a King of Queens kind of situation where Neota's the one in the middle, the Kevin... Can't remember
James?
Kevin James. The Kevin James. Tico's maybe his son, his ne'er-do-well son, and he has to live with his father, Kanzi. Yeah. And he's got to kind of put up with it all. He's getting it from all sides, you know? Mm-hmm. He's trying to teach his son, but his old-fashioned bonobo father always coming in, delivering the
he's
wrong
got
lessons.
Hot bonobo wife. You wouldn't believe
she's
it.
She's really hot.
Weirdly. Like,
a lot of the time you're like, what? Does she see in him?
Well, he's got a big heart.
That's the part I don't get.
Ultimately, he has a very big heart, and that's what matters. During the experiment, one of the bonobos would sit with Townrow facing each other across a table. The bonobo would watch as a second person placed a treat, a grape, or a Cheerio under one of three cups. Sometimes Townrow could see where the treat was going. Sometimes he couldn't. The bonobo could have the treat if Townrow could find it. Whether or not Townrow saw where the treat was hidden, he'd say, "Where's the grape?" and then wait 10 seconds.
That's what I say to my cat.
"Where's the grape?
Where's your ball? Where's your ball, little fella?" I say.
If he'd seen the treat being hidden during the 10 seconds, the ape would usually sit still and wait for the treat.
Yeah, I know. We both know where the fucking treat is, dude.
But when Townrow hadn't seen where the treat was hidden, the ape would quickly point to the right cup, sometimes quite demonstratively. "It's there, motherfucker. Look, Look right
there.
You
dumb cunt. You dumb
bitch.
Under
that
it's cup. In that one. It's in
That's
that one.
That's where the treat is, shithead. Their fingers would point right through the mesh. It was clear that they were trying to communicate, Crepenier said. One, Carnsey, who was very food motivated, would point repeatedly in certain phases of the experiment. He'd tap several times to get our attention and was quite insistent about it.
I know another 43-year-old who's very food motivated.
Are you 43?
Yeah.
I swear your 40th was last year.
Yeah. Nope.
Time keeps on slipping
time
into the future.
On.
It does, doesn't it? Doesn't it? And I do like my snacks. And I point quite insistently when I want one.
Eleanor just looking at you like, yeah, I know. I saw where it went. The work is the first to replicate in a controlled setting similar findings from the wild that suggest chimpanzees will vocalize to warn groupmates ignorant to potential threats, such as a snake. Quote, we predicted that if apes are really tracking ignorance when their partners lack knowledge, they would be pointing more often and more quickly, and that's exactly what they did, Crepenio said. Quote,
so how could the bonobo possibly know that he doesn't? Are we saying that they have like a woman's intuition?
Apes' intuition. I think that they can just track the eye line and be like, oh, he didn't see the treat go into the cup, so he doesn't know. So that's
so
a level
smarter
of
smarter than us. Not only are they as smart as us, we're positing that apes are smarter than us.
You're saying you
having
wouldn't be able to interpret whether or not someone knew something was somewhere from seeing them look at it?
I'd just like to take a moment to apologize.
No, I'm on kind of a spectrum. I don't really watch people's eyes generally.
Just try to look away from them as much as possible.
I'd like to apologize to Kanzi and also our listeners. I am, in fact, 42. I will be 43 this year, though.
Yeah, okay. So, you can't round up. Man. You're not a fucking 11-year-old.
It's the information
you
I've stored.
Track.
Yeah.
I'm 40, six. 42
well, I will
going
be
on
weeks.
43.
Yeah. The results also suggest apes can simultaneously hold two conflicting worldviews in their mind. They know exactly where the food is, and at the same time, they know that their partner's view of the same situation is missing that information. That's fucking crazy. Isn't that cool?
I'm not buying it. I'm sorry to be an ape skeptic.
You reckon
I'm
this is a parlor trick of some kind?
Yeah, it's a parlor trick. I'm not buying the bonobos know all that.
Yeah. Oh, you think you're so smart, bonobos.
Yeah. As if.
I'm not sure. Ape-gnostic.
Fuck. Next, the team will work to more deeply explore the apes' motivations and how they think about other individuals' minds. I
Grape.
Would love to know that.
Grape is the motivation.
Yeah. Nailed that in one word, really. Quote, what we've been shown here is that apes will communicate with a partner to change their behavior, said Townrow. But a key open question for further research is whether apes are also pointing to change their partner's mental state or their beliefs. That seems very abstract.
That seems quite abstract for the bonobo who wants a grape, but
changing their partner's beliefs.
Keep funding the sciences. It's good.
Yeah. Well, you know this is definitely being funded by, like, the Department of Defense, and they're going to weaponize it.
Oh, yeah. They're just looking to weaponize it 100%.
Are you going to be fucking militarized, mechanized war apes?
Yeah.
Next big conflict?
It's either that.
Drone warfare?
If they had got here earlier, we could have had ape missionaries. Going door to door,
changing
people's
beliefs,
you know?
Yeah. And they're doing some ape missionary because they're Christian swingers.
Nice.
Thank you. Beautiful. Hey, this was definitely an episode of the podcast Bunta Vista, and you can tell because it was a joke about animals having sex. Thank you so much for listening. You're getting this episode for free because it's freemium freebrewery. If you like this style living, two Bunta Vistas a week, consider signing up. For the podcast. It's
be you all year round, player.
We love doing both of these episodes. They're equally good. They're both our favorite child every week, mostly. Yeah. Sometimes it's clearly a better one.
Sometimes we're a little tired. Things happen.
Sometimes
we're
sleepy.
Human.
Sometimes we're crabby. Okay? Get off our fucking case. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you really soon. Stay safe.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.